In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jim.
I was dying. I don't know if anybody else was warm, but I was dying. Okay, so our reading from today, of Jesus sending out the 70 to share the good news of the kingdom of God and God's peace, is one that I think is helpful for us who are called to do the same thing, who are called to be out there in the world sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and of God's kingdom, right? Last week was last Sunday breakfast, and if you were there, and even if you weren't, just to catch you up, we talked about the Jesus movement in the Episcopal Church and what it was to be a parish in the Jesus movement and the four marks of a parish in the Jesus movement. And we particularly spent some time in this first one, but just quickly, the four marks are being a community of theological inquisition. We'll talk a little bit about what that means. Being fed by word and sacraments, forming disciples, which are followers of Christ, and apostles, which are people being sent out into the world, and being connected to the wider body of Christ. So being a community of theological inquisition is that we can talk about God in our lives, both in church and out there in the community. And that also has to do with being apostles, being sent out into the world to participate with what God is doing out there in the world. And last week, when we were at breakfast, we had these list of words that people are sometimes uncomfortable talking about outside of maybe their family or church. Words like Jesus and faith and prayer and church, and even God. There was a whole list, and we talked about where are we comfortable sharing those and where are we not comfortable, and we challenged each other to pick one of those words and make a commitment to, at some point, figuring out how we might take that step and have a conversation with someone or somewhere that we might not have done before, and see how that goes and how that feels. And I think that our gospel today talks a little bit about us doing that. So let's take a look at how we might use this passage to maybe help us go in that direction. So if we look at it, and we look at this first sentence that says, whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this house. So right there, Jesus is telling them, whatever house you enter, he didn't ask them to do any kind of a litmus test about the house, right? About where they were going, where they were sharing the good news. He didn't ask them to say, are they followers of God, the Abrahamic God? Are they Jews? Are they faithful people? Were they faithful to the law? Had they been living up to the law? Were they really good at what they said that they were, if they even were Jews? Were they people who were going to be open to hearing the good news that Jesus was going to be proclaiming? Because remember, they were going all the places that Jesus was later coming. Were they open at all to what Jesus had to say? Were they worth the people's time, right? Or were they going to be wasting their time? There was none of that. It was just go. Just go and have a conversation. Just go to the house and see what happens. Just go, right? And then we hear, if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. Your peace will rest on that person. Not some random generic peace. But Jesus chose 70 people, right? It says Jesus appointed 70 others. He didn't ask for volunteers. He didn't say, okay, who wants to go? He appointed 70 people. So we assume that these are people that Jesus knew had a deep faith, right? Were grounded in God. So that's the first thing for us, right? Is to be grounded in our faith in God. To know God's peace, right? And that doesn't mean like the kind of peace like we're really chill and everything's cool. It means knowing God's abiding presence. It means knowing that God is with us always. It means knowing that no matter what is going to happen, it is going to be okay Because God is with us always. God is with us no matter what. And it's sharing that presence with the other. It's sharing that knowledge with the other. And it's not going there and trying to fix anything or impose anything on someone else. It's just being fully present in that peace with that person, with that household, as Jesus calls it to. And then we hear, and if that person doesn't accept that peace, if not, it will return to you. Right? It will return to you. You're risking nothing. You're not going to lose that. You've got it. You're not going to lose it if you share it. And it's going to return to you, and you just move on. You don't have to try to convince, cajole, persuade, argue, anything. You're just offering something. Right? You're just offering something. And then we hear, say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town, they do not welcome you. Go out into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off and protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. The kingdom of God has come near. So we proclaim that kingdom of God. We proclaim that that is available to all people, whether or not they want it. Whether or not they're accepting it, whether they're rejecting it, we proclaim it because it just is. And whether or not they accept it, we've done our part. Again, we don't have to cajole, argue the point, fight with them, anything. We just offer it. And then we shake the dust from our shoes if they don't. And that's this great expression of just shake it off. Don't spend a long time being weighed down by rejection. Don't let that weigh you down. Or don't spend a lot of time paralyzed trying to figure out what you could have done differently, what you did wrong. You just move on. You just move on. That's not so scary, right? We're not out there trying to convince, cajole, convert in some big, deep, hard, scary way. We're just being asked to go out and share wonderful news about peace and love and God's kingdom being right here and accessible to all. That's the good news that we're being asked to do. But I would guess that most of us saying, kingdom of God has come near, are not words that are just going to roll off our tongue in everyday conversation, right? So how do we find a way to say that? What are some of our own words that we could be saying kind of the same thing to people in our everyday language? That's what I want us to spend a little bit of time thinking about, not just here, but in your own time. Last week, we asked people to take that list with them, spend some time thinking about it. Today, we're going to take this bulletin insert and think about, what are some ways that we can say, peace to this house, or peace to you, and the kingdom of God has come near. So how about if we said something like, I can see God's love in your life. I can see God's love in your life right now. I can see that in you right now. Or I can see that God is at work in this right now. That sounds a little easier. I can see God at work in this right now. God is at work right here, right now. Those are words that work for me. Well, I wish you God's peace. I wish you God's peace in your life. Right? I hope you feel God's peace and God's presence in your life. Right? not so hard. Jesus sent 70 people out to go before him to share the good news. And we're a continuation of those generations. People that are called to deeply ground ourselves in God, in God's peace, to know God's abiding presence, and to go out into the world to share the peace of Christ and the kingdom of God. And it's as easy as just sharing those words. And if we don't, some other messages get out there that maybe aren't the kind of message that shares that kind of love and peace that we know Jesus is really hoping people will come to know. We have work to do, and we got to do it. So find your way to get out there as sheep amongst the wolves. Find your words that work for you and share the good news that you obviously know. Amen.